Hi. So your colleague here mentioned that it is a state of mental, physical, and social well-being, and marks the mere absence of impairment. The only problem with your definition is that it's missing one adjective, اللي هي complete. ليش complete مهم؟ علشان something to look forward to. لو قلت بس مجرد physical, mental, social well-being, كلنا we have some sort of well-being. بس complete هو سقف. طبعاً الكمال لله واحد. لكن always there is this definition which makes you look forward to something which you may or may not achieve. In our part of the world, in the Eastern Mediterranean region, which actually goes from Afghanistan in the east to Morocco in the west, we added a fourth dimension to this definition. So it's not physical, mental, and social also. We say also moral. So we say our part of the world, it's not only complete physical, mental, and social well-being, it's also moral well-being. So if you are a good Muslim, inshallah, you will be physically, mentally, and socially well. Okay, so this is another dimension which we provide in our part of the world, which is the Eastern Mediterranean region. Now, I'm sure that somebody else has also provided you with a definition of epidemiology. Now, as a term, what is epidemiology? Did anybody break this word into three words for you?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Ebi, the first word. Demos, the yes. Latin word.
Yes.
Logi, which means the study.
Okay, exactly. So, epi is upon. Demos is people, and ology is the science. So it is the science of what falls upon people. Okay? One
second.
كنتيني سلمان
لا واحدة وسجلنا
okay so it's the science of what falls upon people epidemiology now the first word in the definition which was given by John last in the year 2000 يعني 10 years ago is the term study. So this gives you the idea that epidemiology is a methodology. And in order to reach answers to questions, we use a certain methodology which has to do with observation, design, and conclusion making, which helps the decision-making process. So this is the first word, study, which tells us that epidemiology is a methodology. But then the study of distribution. يعني distribution باللغة العربية. In epidemiology, as far as disease is concerned, we care about three things about distribution. Distribution by person, by place, and by time. And this is one of the triads we're going to talk about in a minute, inshallah. By person, place, and time. Who gets the disease? Where did he or she get it? And when did he or she get it? Who, where, when? Very important for us to know is if a disease happens, who got it, when, and where. So this is distribution. Then comes the second term, determinants. Any determinants in Arabic? In clinical medicine, they're very much interested in biological determinants of disease. We care about social and biological determinants of disease. Social, it has to do with our habits. What do we eat? What do we drink? Do we smoke or not? Do we exercise or not? Do we consume a balanced diet or not? Are we involved in any health risk behavior which makes us more prone to develop disease? So in epidemiology, in public health, we care about social and biological determinants of disease. Social and biological, that's the determinants. Then comes the term health-related states. Now, why didn't the definitions just say disease? Why does it say health-related states, in your opinion? في رأيكم. ليش ما حطوا في الديفينيشن مجرد كلمة disease وحطوا كلمة أوسع وأكبر وأشمل اللي هي health-related states? Someone else, because you answered the question before. So someone else, further. Yes, because in epidemiology, we do not care about disease only. We care about health risk behavior, we care about habits, we care about disease, communicable, non-communicable. We care about injury, intentional, non-intentional. We care about mortality. This is why we say health-related states and events. Okay? Because it's a whole spectrum of things which epidemiologists deal with, including behavior, habits, diseases, injuries, disabilities, and mortalities. The scope of epidemiology. This is why اسمه علم الوبائيات مسموش علم الأوبئة. Some people tell you علم الأوبئة. Now, if they say علم الأوبئة, it makes it much smaller than what it really is. It means that it deals only with communicable diseases. We deal with communicable and non-communicable diseases. We deal with behaviors, habits, as well as mortalities. So it's wider spectrum than if we mention only diseases or communicable diseases. This is why the definition includes health-related states rather than just disease. Then the definition goes into specified populations. Why didn't it include human populations? ليش شال الadjective من الdefinition وتركها بالشكل ده only population? Why? كان ممكن يقول among human populations بسهولة. You answered the question before. Someone else.
Some diseases from the animal to
exactly. Human. We also care about diseases which are originally among animals, transmitted directly or indirectly to human beings, causing disease. And we call them zoonotic diseases, or zoonosis. إيش الأمثلة في السنوات الأخيرة اللي بتخلينا مهتمين كتير؟
Swine flu.
Swine flu طبعاً. Which is originally avian flu. Swine flu originally of whom? منتشر أساساً بين whom? Any animals?
Pigs.
Okay, so swine يعني pig. So swine flu, pig flu, حصل genetic mutation. It attacked human beings, and then happened the H1N1 pandemic, which you are all familiar with. So this is swine flu. Command avian flu, which is originally bird flu, yani among birds, and then accidentally it hit man and affected the human beings. So either swine flu or bird flu. I command examples of zoonotic diseases.
HIV.
HIV is a disease of animals. No, well, this is only a theory, you know, tada among monkeys or apes. But it's not the universally accepted theory. So this is not a good example of zoonosis. Now, rabies. Rabies, ayo. This is a disease of carnivores. So it's a disease of dogs, foxes, وهكذا. So ساعات rabbits come in. And if it bites a human being, it transmits rabies. So rabies is a good example of zoonotic disease.
Plague
is a disease of
rats.
Rats transmitted to human beings through what? يعني rat هو اللي بيعض الإنسان ولا في شيء تاني بيحصل. Rat flea. مش كده rat flea. So rat flea. طيب rat flea causes plagues ولا transmits plague. خلي بالكوا في الإبيديميولوجي. We are very picky about semantics, about terms. Rat fleas transmit plague. Lakin plague is caused by? It's called, you have to go and look for it, huh? Yersinia pestis. So Yersinia pestis is the causative organism of plague. So rat flea transmits plague. Like in plague is caused by Yersinia pestis. And this is the microorganism. Tamam? So we have to always remember these things. So عندنا بروسيلا وplague ورابيز وفضل.
Anthrax.
Anthrax, mad cow disease, swine flu, bird flu, clinical examples of zoonotic disease. This is why the definition said among specific populations, وشال منه كلمة human, علشان ممكن يكون animal, ممكن يكون human, ممكن يكون animal human disease, زي zoonotic diseases. Okay? طيب. And the application of the study to control of these states. And by control here, we mean prevention and control. طيب. What's the difference between prevention and control, by the way? How are they different? Further.
Prevention before the disease.
Control.
Control after the.
Amen. So if I say prevention and control, then I mean by prevention primary prevention, and I mean by control secondary and tertiary prevention. Okay. So please remember this. So in the definition here, although it says control, it really means prevention and control. Now, epidemiology has four different applications. First of all, to establish etiological hypothesis. Why do diseases happen? We look for exposures, risk factors, causes, independent variables. دي الكلمات اللي انتوا هتسمعوها كتير في literature. Exposures, هي نفسها causes, هي نفسها risk factors, هي نفسها independent variables. لو سمعت اي واحدة من terms دولة تعرف انها على الناحية اليسار من المعادلة. Exposures, etiology, risk factors, independent variables. كل ده نفس المعنى. Okay? So exposure على الناحية اليسار و outcome على الناحية اليمين من المعادلة. So we look for etiology. We'd like to know why and what causes disease, whether communicable or non-communicable, whether intentional or non-intentional injuries. Secondly, to study the natural history of disease, تاريخ الطبيعي للمرض. And this is for the time of exposure until the time of outcome. Okay? Now, what are the different outcomes of diseases? Which you know of. يعني إذا الواحد أصيب بشيء ممكن ينتهي بإيه في الآخر؟ تفضل.
Cure.
نعم.
Carrier state.
Carrier type. Okay, fine. Okay.
Cure. Recover.
And then it becomes chronic بعد كده. Okay. Recommend.
Recover.
Recover. يا سلام. شكرا. Recover. Recommend.
Death.
Death. Death. دي آخر شيء. Okay. يعني ده يعني آخر شيء. So you have recovery. You have chronicity.
Relapse.
You have complications.
Complications.
You have disability, and then you have death. So these are the different outcomes which would happen from any disease or injury. Okay? Recovery, chronicity, complications, disability, death. These are the different outcomes which could happen. We would like to know how did this happen from the time of exposure until the time of outcome. The natural history of disease. شيء ثالث, to describe the health status of populations. We'd like to know who is affected by different diseases. Why are they affected? How prevalent is the disease in the community? And how could it be prevented? So we recommend prevention intervention programs. Like, for example, we recommend immunization for common childhood infections. We recommend people wearing seat belts to prevent road traffic accidents. We recommend that people eat a balanced diet to avoid different kinds of diseases. We ask people not to smoke because it affects all the body systems and may result in 25 different diseases. In the yesteryears, we used to say that the smoking affects only the respiratory system. Now we know that it affects all body systems, including the gastrointestinal, the genitourinary, and also the respiratory systems. So it affects all body systems. It's really the worst habit. And it's actually quite preventable as far as the diseases it could result in. 25 different diseases. Including the cardiovascular system, for sure. Okay. Now, the fourth thing which helps the epidemiology applications is evaluation of interventions. يعني in epidemiology, we are also concerned about if we recommend an intervention, if this recommendation is cost effective. يعني زي مثلا immunization, it has been proven to be so cost effective. The more you immunize the population, the lesser you get the disease and the lesser you get complications. So let's take one by one and talk about it very briefly. First of all, in epidemiology, we try to establish etiological hypothesis. بمعنى A, the study of the different factors which may cause disease. Genetic factors, environmental factors, or interaction between both. Now, what examples of diseases which are more genetically than environmentally determined? Diabetes is what?
Both.
Beta diabetes.
Both.
Type 1. Type 1 would be more genetically determined. Type 2 would be considered interaction between genetic and environmental factors. Then we know that type 2 runs in families, but it's also very much affected by your diet and obesity. Yep. So it's interaction between genetic and environmental factors. So diabetes is an example of interaction. Down syndrome is more an example of genetic. It's a genetic disorder, assessor, أكثر منها environmental. طب environmental? Infections in general. Measles, German measles, mumps, rubella, whatever. The more environmental, اللي هي biologically determined. Okay? So genetic زي hereditary disorders with genetic diseases. Environmental زي common childhood infections. Where interaction زي diabetes. Where it runs in families, but also it's affected by your diet and your obesity. So these are things which we only learn through epidemiological tools. Now, this also includes investigation of causes of communicable diseases, as well as risk factors of non-communicable diseases and injuries. And non-communicable diseases, مشهورين الكبار, are four. لومامين. Most prevalent, most common in our communities.
Diabetes.
Cancer by anwa'u, whether childhood, adult, benign or malignant. Cancer by anwa'u. Then diabetes. Hypertension. And chronic respiratory diseases. زي bronchial asthma. These are the most common among non-communicable diseases. بس طبعا في injuries, وفي psychiatric disorders, وفي genetic disorders. في أشياء كتيرة جدا بنسميها non-communicable. But the most common are these four. Hypertension, diabetes, cancers, and chronic respiratory diseases, مثل bronchial asthma. Wait. Okay. All this can lead to identification of the most effective preventive methods. Ask people not to smoke. Ask people to watch their weight. Ask people to do premarital counseling. Ask people to wear belts. Ask people to have a balanced diet. These are called interventions for prevention of diseases, which have the overall goal of improving the health of populations. يبقى ده الاستعمال الأول للإبيديميولوجي. Okay? الاستعمال الثاني اللي هو studying the natural history of disease. This includes the study of course and outcome of diseases and follows up the affected people from the time of exposure through subclinical stages and appearance of signs and symptoms of the disease. Now, in communicable diseases, from the time of exposure till the appearance of the first sign or symptom, is
incubation period.
فترة الحضانة, or incubation period. طيب. نفس الشيء بالنسبة non-communicable diseases, بسميه إيه؟ ما بسموش incubation period, actually. It has another terminology. بسميها latency, or latent period. Okay? So, in communicable diseases, عند incubation period, وفي non-communicable diseases عندي latent period. Usually latency is very long. زي ما احنا عارفين مثلا if you smoke for a long time 10, 15, 20 years you may get lung cancer. So it takes a long latency to develop lung cancer. But it may take a few days to fall down with measles. هذه الفرق بين incubation period وبين latent period. وطبعا لكل قاعدة شوائب.
Asbestosis.
يعني مثلا HIV AIDS it has a very long incubation period.
Asbestosis
is a non-communicable disease and it needs exposure for a long time and it's one type of pneumoconiosis and you may fall down with, you know, chronic pulmonary disorders, which is asbestosis is an example of. Now, it is very important here to recognize that in order to understand the natural history of diseases, including communicable diseases, it takes quite a long time. And a good example is HIV/AIDS. لغاية دلوقتي, the full natural history is not established because it's a new disease. New disease بمعنى A. When was the first case discovered?
Africa.
When was the first case discovered?
80s.
Yeah, 81. Exactly. And when was the HIV virus isolated? That's 2 years later, 83. في Paris وفي Los Angeles. مش كده? طيب في الباستر انستيتيوت في باريس وفي اليو سي ال اي في لوس انجلوس. Now this is less than 40 years from now. يعني this is a very very new disease. Now why is it important to understand all this? At the very beginning we thought that HIV AIDS is similar to other diseases. Within a year or two you can get AIDS. Now we know that the incubation period may be as long as 10 or 15 years. Which simply means that the person who was diagnosed in 81 with HIV AIDS may have been exposed in the 60s. So now we know that the actual pandemic of HIV AIDS didn't really start in the early 80s. It may have started in the mid 60s, but was never recognized. Now we know, because now we understand the natural history and the long incubation period. So this is very important in prevention and intervention, because it is much better to do it before exposure or during the incubation period to improve the outcome of disease. This is really nice. Okay. The third one.
خلاص اضغط لك خلاص
اوكي ثانك يو. طيب ذا ثيرد دايمنشن اوف ابلكيشن اوف ابيديميولوجي از ديسكريبشن اوف هيلث ستاتس اوف بوبولايشنز. سو وي ديسكرايب ذا بوبولايشن جروبس اند ذا ديزيز بيردن موربيديتي مورتاليتي ان بوبولايشنز ويتش از اسينشال فور ذا هيلث برايورتيز. يعني افرض ان انا في الكوميونتي اي هاف 100 ديفرنت ديزيزز. Will I spend the money on all 100 diseases or do I have to do something else? What do I do? أصرف فلوسي على الميت disease ولا أعمل process test?
أهم في الأهم.
أعمل إيه بالضبط? Yes, I have to do prioritization. تحديد الأولويات. عشان استخدام الأمثل للموارد. صح? So I, through epidemiological tools, I will know which are the top 10 diseases in my own community in order to spend the resources, human, technical, time, the right way possible. لاستخدام الأمثل للموارد بيجي من تحديد الأولويات. تحديد الأولويات بيجي من الطرق الوبائية في تحديد هذه الأولويات. Okay, very good. Finally, to evaluate interventions. يعني if I recommend immunization, if I recommend use of seatbelt, if I recommend people not to smoke, if I recommend people to use a balanced diet, I have to know if this is cost effective or not. So this is what we call evaluation of interventions. Epidemiologists have become involved in evaluating intervention, which includes effectiveness and efficiency. Effectiveness يعني في community, efficiency يعني في clinical settings. Okay? So effectiveness is more wide scale application of the intervention, مثل immunization. Efficiency is more under clinical settings in tertiary care hospitals and centers and the like. So we also know the prevention measures as well as public health services, including management schemes, if they are effective or not. So we measure disease frequency in populations, and this is what we call morbidity measurements and mortality measurements. Morbidity measurements, they incidence or prevalence. We are known to calculate معدل الحدوث, low incidence, معدل الانتشار, low prevalence. And we're going to talk about these in details in your course, inshallah. Also, we have also mortality measurements. Mortality measures are case fatality, which is fatality among cases. If 10 people get a disease and one dies, this is a case fatality of 10%, and so on and so forth. These are called measurements of disease frequency in populations. Now, measuring disease frequency has different components. These components include classifying and categorizing diseases, and we use something called the International Classification of Diseases, ICD-10. This is how the diseases are classified: communicable, non-communicable, injuries, psychiatric disorders, and disabilities. each group of diseases has its own classification, which is used worldwide. عشان you can compare the disease over time within your community and between communities as time goes by. This is why standardization of classification helps comparison and following the trends of diseases over time. So we have classification of communicable, non-communicable diseases, injuries, disabilities, and psychiatric disorders. These are universal. They are proposed and suggested by the World Health Organization to be used by health systems across the world. Okay? This is classification. Decide what constitutes a case, locate definition, source, and populations at risk. Populations at risk اللي هو high risk groups. يعني معناها ما هي المجموعات اللي في المجتمع الأكثر عرضة للإصابة بمرض ما. And let's take again the example of HIV/AIDS. Now, who are considered to be high-risk groups for contracting this disease?
Sexually active.
Sexually active is everybody. Like, we want to know people who have multiple partners, especially outside the wedlock. They have multiple sexual relationships, especially outside the wedlock, are more prone to get HIV/AIDS. Me come
drug abuse.
Intravenous drug abusers, بصفة عامة, who share needles, they are also more prone. Me come people who receive multiple blood transfusions, the hemophiliacs. Again, people who go for repeated hemodialysis, الغسيل الكلوي. Come on. Health professionals in general, especially health professionals who deal with patients, medical lab technologists, nurses, they are all very prone to develop HIV/AIDS, especially if they are dealing with samples of HIV or patients of AIDS. Very good. طبعاً كمان prostitutes with homosexuals, مش كده؟ And so on and so forth. There is a long list. دول بنسميهم إيه؟ High risk groups. How do we know them? From epidemiologic studies of populations. We can identify who is considered to be at high risk. وده مهم علشان حمايتهم هم وحماية المجتمع منهم. It's very important to understand these concepts. طيب, وبعدين define the period of time of risk of the disease, an incubation في communicable, where a latency في non-communicable. Obtain permission to study people. We care about consent and confidentiality. مش science وخلاص. لازم نحترم الناس كمان كhuman beings. Even if they are patients. Even if they are HIV/AIDS patients. You still respect them as human beings and deal with them as victims rather than criminals. Okay? Always remember these concepts. Making measurements of disease frequency, say morbidity or mortality, relating cases to population at time of risk. And thus, we actually define or compare epidemiology from two broad classifications. Epidemiology, which is descriptive, اللي هي وصفية. Epidemiology, which is analytical, اللي هي تحليلية. So we have to compare these two. الوصفية examines the distribution by person, place, and time. التحليلية has a specific hypothesis which you try to accept or reject. الوصفية دراستها بتكون بدراسات المسوحات الوبائية اللي هي cross-section studies or surveys. التحليلية بدراسات أخرى مثل الexperiments والcohort والcase control design. Now, الوصفية بتستعمل triad اللي هو person, place, and time. التحليلية بتستعمل triad اللي هو agent, host, environment. So this is different. يعني في person, place, and time, this is much easier to understand. Agent, host, environment is a little more complex to understand. And for the agent host environment, this is important to know, especially when you are looking at non-communicable diseases, say, مثلا, the road traffic accidents. For road traffic accidents, you're not dealing with measles virus, causes measles in a non-immune person. عملية سهلة الفهم. For the road traffic accident, you're dealing with a road, a car, and a human being. فهنا relationship very complex. لأنها لها علاقة بال إشارات وبالسرعة وبالسيارة وبالسائق. This is agent-host-environment relationship. We also have this in epidemiology in a special science called injury epidemiology. طيب. Now, we'll try to actually talk a little bit about the dimension of time in disease occurrence. In time, we use some term called time trends. And this is according to the duration during which the time occurs. We would like to know if this is changing or stable. Does it have seasonality? Is it among a small group of people, so we call it epidemic? Or if it is evenly distributed in the community all the time, we call it endemic. So what's endemic in Arabic?
مستوطن.
مستوطن أو متوطن. Okay? فعندنا epidemic, وباء. Endemic, مستوطن أو متوطن. وعندنا term ثالث اللي هو pandemic. اللي هو إيه؟
العالم كان.
وباء عالم. بالضبط. Okay? خلينا فاكرين. على فكرة, it's very important when you're studying medicine, by the way, that you know the Arabic synonyms. لأنه أنت لما بإذن الله تخرج مش هتشتغل في اسكتلندا ولا أيسلندا ولا نيوزيلندا. هتشتغل في الخليج العربي. Therefore, you have to know the Arabic synonyms to these terms we keep throwing on you all the day. ليه؟ لأنك you will deal with Arabic speaking patients. مو معقول مثلا تروح للرجال الكبير في السن جاي بيشتكي من شيء وتقول له الهايبرتنشن بتاعك مش عاجبني. You know, you have to speak the language of the people. مش بس اللغة العربية الفصحى، كمان اللغة المحلية قدر الإمكان. So remember this, and always keep as many dictionaries in your library as possible. Okay? English, 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 Arabic, medical, وهلوم جار. Remember this, please. So we have time trends, and we have three or four different time trends according to the duration of time during which the disease occurs. If the duration of time is a matter of hours or days, we call this a point source epidemic. بيطلع بسرعة وينزل بسرعة. This is like food poisoning. مجموعة من الناس كانوا في عزيمة and they ate or consumed a specific food item which was contaminated with a certain microorganism. So some of them fall down with the disease, vomiting, diarrhea. وبعدين when the maximum number are affected, the disease then disappears. So this is called point source epidemic, and this kind of curve is called the epidemic curve. Okay? Point source epidemic. This is a matter of hours or days. يعني عادة بعد العزيمة, within 6 to 12 hours, for staph aureus poisoning, people get the disease وخلصنا. This is number one. Number two for time trends, she will say mean seasonal or cyclic time trend. We all know that common colds and influenza usually happen late summer, fall, and winter. Most of the people got H1N1 last winter. But where is H1N1 now? خلاص خلص. May, طبعا, we may get another virus this winter. But the seasonal virus last winter was actually H1N1. ببساطة شديدة يعني. Okay? So this is what is known as seasonal trend. In common childhood infections, measles or mumps or chickenpox or German measles, they usually happen in spring. So this is called seasonal variation of disease occurrence. And this is in terms of months of a year. The third type is called propagative. مجموعة من الناس جيلهم disease, بعدين مجموعة ثانية, ومجموعة ثالثة, ومجموعة رابعة. This is in what is known as waterborne epidemics. They call it with typhoid وما إلى ذلك. So this takes weeks to months. لاحظ ان احنا we are going up the ladder, huh? From hours to days, 2 months from the first one, which is point source, to the seasonal, to the propagative. The fourth one, which takes a long time to be determined, is called secular time trend. Now, secular time trends of morbidity and mortality usually refers to non-communicable diseases. What do we mean by non-communicable diseases? Cancers, hypertension, diabetes, chronic respiratory disorders, congenital malformations, psychiatric disorders, injuries. كل دول بنعتبرهم non-communicable diseases. يعني ايه non-communicable disease, by the way? برضو, again, this is a term which we throw on you, but I want to make sure that you understand it. يعني ايه non-communicable disease? لو انا hypertensive and I shake hand with you, كده هو, will you become hypertensive?
No.
That's it. As simple as that. So it is a disease which is not directly transmissible from one host to another. Okay? That in general. Now.
What about chronic respiratory lung disease?
Say? bronchial asthma, if I'm asthmatic, I shake hands with you, you will not become asthmatic. Okay? So this is a disease which is not transmissible from one person to another, directly or indirectly, and it also follows a chronic course, and from which there is not complete recovery, but there is what we refer to as control. يعني تسمع إنه مش واحد شوفي من الدايابيتس, واحد has his or her diabetes controlled, لأنه بياخد proper management and the proper dietary regimen. تمام؟ يعني يجيله hypertension هيفضل عنده hypertension, مش هيروح يعني, بس هيبقى controlled. اللي بيجيله diabetes كذلك وهكذا. So for most non-communicable diseases, these are diseases which are not transmitted from one person to another. They follow a chronic course. They are caused by multiple risk factors, and for which there is no complete recovery, but there is usually control. أي تعريف non-communicable disease؟ المرض الغير ساري أو المرض الغير معدي أو أحيانا بيطلق عليه مرض مزمن, بس أنا مش بحب كلمة مرض مزمن. ليه؟
اسم معناها كرونيك.
ببساطة شديدة لأنه there are certain communicable diseases which are chronic, زي الهيباتيتس مثلا وزي الإيدز وزي كده. عشان كده لما تقول كلمة non-communicable you avoid the confusion إنه some communicable diseases are chronic. Okay.
بالنسبة non-communicable قلت إنه there is no cure. طيب injuries في cure؟
معظم أنا على فكرة لكل قاعدة شواذ, يعني when I say there is no cure يبقى isn't in general. أنت ممكن تقولي كمان في بعض cancers بيحصل لها some sort of cure, زي مثلا ال cancer in situ بتاع ال cervical cancer. If you discover it في grade zero and you treat it, it may go. Yes. But in general, it is not cured. It is only controlled. But this is important what you're asking. Okay, right. So this is non-communicable diseases. So we use secular trends for non-communicable diseases. علشان نعرف إذا كان الترند ده ascending in the community, ولا descending, ولا plateau, we need years. We need decades, علشان نعرف the time trend of a non-communicable disease. طيب. Now, in general, what are the diseases which show ascending trends? يعني بتزيد مع الوقت.
Diabetes.
صفة عامة, معظم non-communicable diseases. لسببين أو ثلاثة أسباب. Number one.
Risk factors.
Lifestyle.
Environments.
We live longer. أدي number two. Yeah, we live longer. يعني الناس كانوا في أوائل القرن العشرين بيعيشوا 35 سنة on the average. دلوقتي ما شاء الله 70 80 90. You hear about people living much longer. So we live longer. We live much longer than we did before. We have changed our lifestyle to a more sedentary life, and we eat McDonald's and Kentucky and Hardee's. وبعدين thirdly, there are better diagnostic facilities. فلما كانش بيتشخص زمان بيتشخص دلوقتي. So this is an apparent increase. So real increase. وبعدين الأسباب الأخرى الكثيرة. So when we talk about an increasing trend of non-communicable diseases, this is a reflection of age, we live longer, it's a reflection of a change of lifestyle, and it's also a reflection of the fact that we have better diagnostic facilities. We have become more sophisticated in diagnosing disease in general. So this is how we record them better, and this is an apparent increase. يعني في actual increase وفي apparent increase. The actual increase عشان living longer وعشان the change of lifestyle وعشان the risk factors اللي احنا بنتعرض لها. The apparent increase because of the better diagnostic facilities we have. يعني we all know now we have tumor markers, we have all kinds of sophisticated equipment by which زمان مثلا ما كان في CT scanning, ما كان في nuclear magnetic resonance, ما كان في الأشياء اللي تسمع عنها اليوم عادي خالص 20, 30, 50 سنة ما كانت موجودة. So now we diagnose better, and this is how we record more, and this is an apparent increase of non-communicable disease. So for non-communicable disease, we actually are witnessing an increasing trend. Ayan kan, diabetes, hypertension, cancers, chronic respiratory disorders, injuries, road traffic accidents, you name it, you have. Okay. What are the diseases which show actually a descending trend? يعني شاهدنا عبر عشرات السنين ان هي it's really going down.
Smallpox
has been eradicated. آخر حالة شخصت سنة 79. So this is eradicated. But in general, by the way, smallpox has been the only disease which has been eradicated from the face of Earth since humanity has started. The disease is الوحيد. حتى poliomyelitis, اللي WHO كانت عايزة تمحيه من على وجه الأرض سنة 2010 لسه موجود. Where is it? Pakistan, Afghanistan, Somalia, and the Sudan. So it's still present, and it's unfortunately only present in the Eastern Mediterranean region where we live. يعني شيء مؤسف. 10 سنين بعد التاريخ اللي حددته المنظمة الصحة العالمية للإيراديكيشن of polio is still there. So the only disease we managed actually to eradicate is smallpox back in 1971. وده يدلك على أنه how difficult it is to eradicate a disease in general, whether communicable or non-communicable. طيب. So the decreasing trend is of common childhood infections اللي احنا بنسميها vaccine preventable diseases. Vaccine preventable diseases. Measles, German measles, mumps, chickenpox, whooping cough, diphtheria, typhoid, وهكذا. Okay? These we have seen really sharp decreasing trends across the globe. And this is because of the use of immunization. Type. That means well, increasing will decreasing. There are diseases which show actually a plateau curve. اللي احنا بنسميهم ايه بقى؟ endemic diseases. الامراض المتوطنة عاملة كده. It's there all the time. It's there all the time. They are just there all the time. طيب. هل احنا عندنا diseases هنا في المملكة which are considered to be endemic? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Where and what? endemic عادة بتطلق على communicable diseases by the way أكثر منها عن non-communicable أنت قلت
TB
basically
TB
في جنوب غرب المملكة في عندنا ثلاثة diseases which are considered to be endemic number one ملاريا number two بالهارسيا أو شيستوسوميسيس number three ليشمانيسيس so these are considered to be three endemic diseases in southwestern Saudi Arabia okay so secular time trends are three types Ascending trends, they call it non-communicable diseases. Descending trends, they're vaccine-preventable diseases. Plateau trends, they're endemic diseases. Please remember these sub-classifications. When you study disease by place, you would like to know if it is geographically restricted or widespread, if it is related to food or water, and if it is related to residents, urban, rural, or suburban. And if it is related to weather, if it is affected by temperature, humidity, مثل malaria, مثل influenza, مثل الأشياء الثانية. Now, what is the most important personal characteristic when it comes to the study of disease?
Age.
Age. Yes. Age is important across the spectrum of disease. If you are young, if you are old, if you are an infant, if you are a neonate, infant, preschool child, adolescent, adult, or elderly, really affects your spectrum of disease. صح؟ يعني في diseases مثلا بنقول إنها it affects the extremes of age. The very young and the very old. The very young or very old, لو جالهم H1N1 it may kill them. بس اللي كان جديد في H1N1 is that it was affecting people your age. And this was for the very first time ever. It was affecting people hardly. ده الشيء الوحيد اللي مازال غير واضح بالنسبة لموضوع ال H1N1. So age is very important. Also the socio-economic status. Now, الحالة الاجتماعية الاقتصادية بتحدد لها ثلاثة عوامل. إيش هي؟ أول شيء financial هي نمرة ثلاثة اللي هو الانكم. Number one education. Number two occupation. Occupation. Number three is income. These are the three factors which affect your socioeconomic status. Education, occupation, income. Your education affects your occupation. يعني انتم مش هتطلعوا مهندسين ولا محامين ولا معرفش فلاحين. You will actually, inshallah, become a tabaq. Okay? So your education affects your occupation. Your occupation affects your income. And the three of them are called socioeconomic status. Okay? And this really affects your disease profile. بعدين we have طبعا gender. And then ethnicity or race. And finally, your behavior. Do you smoke or not? What do you eat? What do you drink? Do you have a balanced diet? Do you exercise? Are you involved in any health risk behavior, etc.? All these are personal factors which affect your behavior, disease. Now, race بلا.
موجودة.
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 Yeah. Hey, did you find it? Number four. Ethnicity and race. absolutely. وفي أشياء أكثر من دول زي مثلاً marital status كمان معروف إنه السنجل غير الماريد الويدود غير الديفورس وهكذا. To undertake an analytic study, you have to actually know where to look, know what to control for, and be able to formulate hypotheses compatible with your lab evidence. Type. Today, we try to define health and epidemiology, compare descriptive with analytical epidemiology, describe two of the important epidemiological triads, understand the three dimensions of health and disease occurrence, especially the personal characteristics, time characteristics, and personal characteristics. Now, do you have any question? أي سؤال عبد اليوم؟
جميل ماشي.
طيب قبل المرة الجاية إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله.
شباب اسمح لي.